100 Huntley Street is on a mission to unite Canada in prayer from coast to coast. Lara Watson is with 100 Huntley Street, Crossroads TV, and she joins us right now to tell us about Strong and Free, United in Prayer. Good morning, Lara.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm so excited to connect with you and all of the Life FM listeners tuning in.
Well, this is pretty amazing. Strong and Free, of course, that's right in our national anthem. And to us believers, that means something where we just want to share our freedom. So tell us what Strong and Free is all about.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we were sitting in a meeting talking about upcoming content for 100 Huntley Street and what shows we'll do, what interviews we're going to do. And we really noticed, obviously, the shift in how Canada was feeling about certain situations unfolding. So this was going back to January. And we really felt, you know, we saw the instability politically, socially, spiritually. We saw the deep division starting to rumble around. And we knew that we needed to call Canada to a season of prayer. So first thing we did was we actually went to Ottawa and we did a show right in the field, March 6th. We did it in partnership with the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada and CARDIS. And so that's a Christian think tank in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. Talking about some of the really important issues to Canadians, issues like some of the laws going through connected to protection of life and also protection of the charitable status of organizations that promote religion. And so we were really wanting to just get people praying, educating people what they could be asking their politicians. And of course, as we saw this shift happening with the election being called, we continued to call Canadian Christians to prayer, knowing that, you know, God's best for Canada is to come. So one of the things that we're focused on for Strong and Free, United in Prayer, is drawing Canadians together in faith, that we would pray for our leaders, our land, the next generation. And this movement's really rooted in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people will humble themselves and repent and pray, he will heal the land. And that's what we're really asking God to do with humility and hope. And we're so excited because we've got lots of Canadians joining in. We've got over 1,000 Canadians coast to coast already signed up on our virtual prayer map. So as they sign up, going to crossroads.ca/strong and free, their hands actually populate the map and you can see your hands appear on the map. And we're just seeing this incredible huge chain all the way around the nation. And it's super exciting. So we're really thrilled about that.
Yeah, so this is not centered around specifically one event, although next week you will be focusing on it. This is a real movement that we'd like to start that would say be something that would just not be one and done. It'd be like something that will carry forward, right?
Well, that's right. You know, a few of the tools we've given people is a prayer guide. So they can go to crossroads.ca/strong and free and download this Canada prayer guide. This prayer guide is focused on 10 prayer points for Canada. So we're covering government, youth, the church, unity, businesses, the economy. And we're to pray together through this prayer guide Monday to Sunday and really pray in unity, asking God in unity to move in these areas of Canadian society. And so as people are praying, we're really believing God will move. And we're hoping to have this go on even over the next few months, because we still think Canada's in a time of great transition. When you think about the new prime minister coming in, as well as some of the discussion around tariffs and the tensions south of the border, we know we really do need to keep Canada strong in prayer and strong and free in Christ. So we do have a special week of programming that we've planned for next week, May 12th to 16th. And we're going to have powerful stories of God moving across this nation, prayer moments that are just full of unity, drawing hundreds of thousands of Christians tuning in to pray on the same topics, and really key and critical conversations with Christian leaders from across Canada. Because what we want to do is celebrate what God is doing, but keep asking God to move so that he would pour out his spirit in new ways, and we would just see this kind of unity and God's vision for Canada sort of take hold yet again.
Mm. And people may feel the call to do this individually, but ministries and organizations can get involved too, can't they?
Yeah, we've created this full church toolkit so that you can put up during your services. There's posters, printables, and they can get that toolkit as well, crossroads.ca/strong and free. And I'm really thrilled. It's a great toolkit, and it's making a really big difference.
So it's called Strong and Free, United in Prayer. Get involved, click on the links, download the prayer map, and get some of those toolkits for your church. Laura Watson is a co-host of 100 Huntley Street, and she's been with us this morning. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me, Todd. It was great chatting with you and your listeners.